This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Global coronavirus cases surpassed 100 million Wednesday, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. As countries around the world struggle with new virus variants and vaccine shortfalls, almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. Britain's official death toll in the coronavirus pandemic has surpassed 100,000 as the government considers imposing hotel quarantines on international travelers to stop the new virus variants from reaching the country. In addition, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told lawmakers the authorities will turn away international travelers at airports if they do not have a valid reason for their planned trip.
Under the stay-at-home regulations, it is illegal to leave home to travel abroad for leisure purposes. And we will enforce this at ports and airports by asking people why they are leaving and instructing them to return home if they do not have a valid reason to travel.
A military bomb disposal team was called to a COVID-19 vaccination production site in Wales Wednesday because of a suspicious package. Production was halted and staff were evacuated from the site following the discovery. The pharmaceutical and biotech company said later the package was made safe and employees were allowed back into the building. No further details have been given. Portugal announced Wednesday it would suspend all flights to and from Brazil for 2 weeks due to the surge in the number of coronavirus cases and the spread of new virus variants. The suspension start January 29th and end February 14th, according to a statement. Only Portuguese and EU residents will be able to travel between the two countries on presentation of a negative PCR test. This is VOA News. In a virtual news conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the existing COVID-19 vaccines are slightly less effective against the South African variant, but they still work.
It still is well within the cushion of protection. So you could diminish the vaccine-induced antibody efficacy by a few fold and still be well within the protective range of the vaccine. And that's the reason why you've seen announcements that actually the vaccines that we're using are still effective.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday the extension of a key nuclear pact was a positive development in reducing global tensions, as lawmakers unanimously voted to ratify the agreement to prolong the New START in a rare moment of cooperation between Moscow and Washington. Earlier in the day, 399 Russian lawmakers in Parliament's lower house, the State Duma, voted in favor of extending the agreement with no votes against or abstentions. The upper house ratified the treaty extension later Wednesday. 53 people died Wednesday when a bus collided with a fuel-laden van in Cameroon, causing a blaze that engulfed both vehicles, the local governor said. 29 people suffered severe burns. The 70-seat bus collided head-on with the van around 3:30 a.m. on a stretch of road notorious for accidents. The United Nations appealed Wednesday for $100 million to help it boost support for refugees fleeing escalating conflicts and crisis in Africa who embark on risky migration routes to Europe. The UN Refugee Agency voiced deep concern over swelling displacement from conflicts in Africa's Sahel region, as well as in the continent's east. This, it said, was driving more people to attempt deadly crossings of the Mediterranean Sea towards Europe. Also making an appeal, United Nations World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley, who says hundreds of millions of people are in extreme poverty and need to be reached by suppliers.
This is the reality we're facing in 2021 with 270 million people on the brink of starvation. If we don't receive the support and the funds that we need, you will have mass famine, starvation, you'll have destabilization of nations, and you'll have mass migration.
Beasley has joined thousands of world leaders at the virtual Davos Agenda conference. Japan's vaccination rollout faces logistical hurdles that could further delay the slow-moving campaign, experts and officials say, complicating plans to deliver wide-scale inoculations in time for the Olympics. Already the last major industrial country to start vaccinations, Japan is likely to be hampered on the ground by a lack of containers and dry ice, among other things. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.